Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Monday, August 17, 2026, is Hurricane Camille. Hurricane Camille was one of the most powerful hurricanes to make landfall in the United States when it hit southern Mississippi in August 1969. A devastating tropical cyclone, Camille was one of four Atlantic hurricanes to strike the United States as a Category 5 on the Saffir-Simpson scale, the highest category corresponding to maximum sustained winds of at least 157 miles per hour, 253 kilometers per hour. The third named storm of the 1969 Atlantic hurricane season, Camille originated as a tropical depression on August 14 south of Cuba from a long-tracked tropical wave. Amid favorable conditions for development, Camille strengthened and struck western Cuba the next day as a hurricane. Upon entering the Gulf of Mexico on August 16, Camille strengthened further, first into a major hurricane, and then into a Category 5 hurricane, late on August 16. After briefly weakening, the hurricane intensified as it approached the northern Gulf coastline. Early on August 18, as it moved ashore near Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, Camille attained maximum sustained winds of 175 miles per hour, 280 kilometers per hour, and a minimum pressure of 900 millibars, 26.58 inches of mercury. Throughout the United States, Camille killed at least 343 people. This included 55 indirect fatalities, mostly from cardiovascular failure. The hurricane also caused at least $1.42 billion in damages in the United States, making it the country's most expensive hurricane at the time, surpassing Hurricane Betsy in 1965. Before entering the Gulf of Mexico, Camille brought high winds and caused major river flooding to parts of Cuba, killing at least 5 people. After the hurricane entered the Gulf of Mexico, the United States Weather Bureau issued widespread hurricane warnings and watches from Louisiana to Florida. Off the coast, Camille's strong winds produced high waves that destroyed 3 oil platforms and flooded several others. In southern Mississippi, where it moved ashore, the hurricane produced the largest storm surge in American history at the time, with a peak water level of 24.6 feet, 7.5 meters, recorded at Pass Christian. It was later surpassed by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. The storm surge and high winds caused tremendous damage, flattening nearly everything along the Mississippi coast and portions of southeast Louisiana. The winds devastated the region's agriculture and contributed to the end of tung oil production in the United States. In Mississippi, 172 people died, while another 9 died in Louisiana. The hurricane weakened quickly as it pushed inland, falling below hurricane strength north of Jackson, Mississippi, and weakening further to a tropical depression over Tennessee. In parts of Mississippi and Tennessee, the rains helped end drought conditions. However, as Camille tracked through the Ohio Valley as a tropical depression, it generated severe thunderstorms that led to a cloudburst over parts of Virginia. The highest rainfall total was 27 inches, 690 millimeters, recorded in a trash barrel near Massey's Mill. This was the highest rainfall recorded in the state related to a tropical cyclone. The rains led to damaging floods across the Appalachian Mountains, killing over 153 people in Virginia and another 2 in West Virginia. After emerging into the western Atlantic Ocean, Camille re-strengthened to a strong tropical storm before becoming extratropical on August 22. The name Camille was retired following the 1969 hurricane season. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:12 UTC on Monday, August 17, 2026. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Hurricane Camille. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Blue Sky at wikioftheday.com. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Joanna.